Aromatic plants and herbal teas, from production to marketing. In 2017, two plant and nature enthusiasts set up on this farm of under 2 hectares. The economic viability of the enterprise relies in adding value to the final product. More than 30 aromatic or edible herbs are grown, mainly in open fields, with a four-year crop rotation of perennials and annuals. Polytunnels are used to grow tender perennials such as lemon verbena, tarragon, as well as Mediterranean annuals like basil, marjoram, and the like. All the plants are cultivated to be dried and blended for herbal teas and cooking herbs, with an annual harvest target of 350 kilos in dry weight. Half of the production is sold in various outlets between Wren and St Malo, grocery shops, producer stores, farm shops, designer boutiques, etc. The other half is sold directly at pop-up markets or from the farm. The choice of organic farming without using synthetic products does not mean let nature take over, but requires mastering different production techniques. Pest control relies on biodiversity. Replanting border hedgerows with varied and native species, grassing between crops, late mowing in certain areas make it possible to create shelter for precious beneficial insects such as lacewings, ladybirds, and hoverflies. Weed management is very time-consuming and involves adapting the manual techniques used to the diversity of the plants cultivated. Weeding with a wheel hoe where possible remains largely manual for many crops which have a network of runners, for example, mint and lemon balm. For perennial crops, herbaceous ground cover is planted in between plant rows for access during harvest. This choice requires very rigorous and regular mowing and border maintenance. In winter, a woven fabric tarpaulin is used as a mulch on beds of perennial crops once the foliage dies back. In order to preserve the life and fertility of the soil, but also to control grass cover, green manure plants are sown after the harvest of annual crops, then mown and incorporated at the end of the cycle as they decompose to enrich the soil. The soil is tilled on the surface using a spring-tooth harrow or rotary harrow. The harvest, mainly a manual process, takes place between April and October. In order to improve the aromatic quality and prevent deterioration from wilting, the plants picked are taken to the drying room within the hour, then roughly chopped and left to dry in the dark at low temperatures for 48 hours. The self-built dryer works by dehumidification, which is less energy consuming. In the future, the installation of photovoltaic panels will allow the process to operate using solar energy. The owners also have to take into account seasonal activity peaks, such as production, marketing, controlled product processing, and anticipate sales and manage stocks.